That day saw the end of Purun Bhagat's wanderings. He had come to the place appointed for him, the silence and the space. After this, time stopped, and he, sitting at the mouth of the shrine, could not tell whether he were alive or dead, a man with control of his limbs, or a part of the hills and the clouds and the shifting rain and sunlight. He would repeat a name softly to himself 100 times, till at each repetition he seemed to move more and more out of his body, sweeping up to the doors of some tremendous discovery. Even in populated India, a man cannot a day sit still before the wild things run over him as though he were a rock, and in that wilderness very soon the wild things, who knew Kali's shrine well, came back to look at the intruder. The langurs, the big, grey-whiskered monkeys of the Himalayas, were naturally the first, for they are alive with curiosity. And in the morning, as often as not, he would find a furry ape sharing his blanket. All day long, one or other of the tribe would sit by his side, staring out at the snows, crooning, and looking unspeakably wise and sorrowful. After the monkeys came the Barasingh, that big deer, which is like our red deer, but stronger. But Purun Bhagat never moved, and little by little the royal stag edged up and nuzzled his shoulder.